everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Entree Pastors Podcast. My name is John Sanders. I'm one of the co-founders of Entree Pastors, and we are in part two of a little four-part mini-series I'm doing talking about the power of community. And if you're new to this show, our audience is basically made up of pastors who desire to be in the marketplace as well. Pastors who love serving the Lord inside the church world, but who also recognize that it's a good thing for pastors to be involved in the marketplace as entrepreneurs, as business owners. And that's what we do at Entree Pastors. We help pastors launch businesses out in the marketplace as a way to be able to provide more for their family financially, to provide better, and to be less financially dependent upon their church. We believe that it's a good thing. We celebrate it, and we help pastors do that very thing. So if that is something that is of interest to you, why are we talking about community this week? Well, because as we said in yesterday's episode, pastoring in and of itself can be a lonely thing. Being an Entree pastor, a pastor who's also involved in the marketplace, can be a whole new layer of isolation and loneliness. It's just how it is. Not everybody's going to get what you're doing. Not everybody's going to celebrate it, and that's okay. But you still need a community. Yesterday, I brought you face-to-face with this question, do you have a community? Because community is powerful. And I shared a brief story on yesterday's podcast about just as recent as last week, some very powerful community that I got to be in to see real, powerful transformation happen in people's lives when they come together and can open up and be truthful and share in that power of the community. So today, I want to talk about three truths of isolation. And I want to make three statements. This won't take real long to unpack these things. But the first thing I want to say is this, and I don't care what field you're in. I don't care if you're a pastor. I don't care what your thing is. Here's what you need to know about isolation. Isolation is dangerous. And I'm not talking about solitude, by the way. There's a difference between isolation and solitude. Solitude is healthy. Solitude is where we go somewhere to a quiet place on a regular basis to restore our soul, to think, to process, to meditate, to pray, to connect with God, whatever that may look like for you. Solitude is healthy. Isolation is dangerous. Isolation is where we are cut off from people, where we have distanced ourselves, and we are not in regular open community where people know us and we know them and we're sharing our lives together. And to be in a place of isolation is a dangerous place to be. Here's a metaphor that I want to give you, and it's actually one that Scripture speaks to and references, where Scripture talks about we have an enemy who prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Well, think about that. Think about that metaphor of a lion out on the African savanna that is prowling around looking for some prey to devour and have a dinner party with. They never run right into the strength of the herd, right? They never go for the strongest ones in the middle of the herd. What are they looking for? They're looking for the one that is in isolation, the one that is wounded, the one that has been removed from the pack and is separated from the herd. That is an easy supper for the roaring, prowling lions all day long. And I would contend the same is true in our life. If we find ourselves and we've drifted and chosen to move to that place of isolation, we've opened ourselves up to some dangerous temptations, some dangerous attack that can come our way when we do not have a community. We're exposed. We're vulnerable. We're a sitting duck without a community around us. So isolation is dangerous. That's the first thought I want to share with you today. The second one is this. Isolation is discouraging. Whereas solitude can be restorative and healthy and refresh our soul to have that time alone and quiet and peacefulness and all of that, isolation, again, it's a very different thing. We are cut off from community. Isolation is discouraging, man. You're going to be tempted to give up along the way. You're going to be tempted to quit. Whatever it is you're doing, if you're building anything that is of lasting value, if you're part of building something that's bigger than yourself, and certainly this applies to people serving inside the church world, if you're helping to build and grow a church, and also if you're helping to build and grow a business, both can be extremely frustrating at times and discouraging and disappointing. And the bottom line is if you don't have a community around you to encourage you in those low moments, it's going to be very easy for you just to go, you know what? It's not worth it. I quit. I give up. And so community helps us push through those valley moments where we're in the valley of the shadow of death, kind of by ourselves, feeling alone, feeling down and discouraged. Community reminds us we're not walking through this alone. We've got people in the midst of that valley with us, and they're on the journey with us, and they're there to say, keep going. Don't quit. Don't give up. It's going to get better. We're going to get to some new heights, but you got to stay with it. And they encourage us to keep moving. So isolation is not only dangerous, it's discouraging. And here's the third statement I want to make about isolation in this episode. Are you ready? This one's some really good news. Are you listening? You leaning in? Isolation is optional. Amen. Isolation is optional. It's a choice. You don't have to take that choice. You can choose community. You can choose isolation. The choice is yours. And that's going to set us up for what I want to say tomorrow. We're going to realize it's about a choice. You get to make a choice whether you remain in isolation or whether you choose community. So I'm going to wrap it up here today. I'm going to bring you to the same question that I brought you to yesterday. Do you have community around you? Do you have a community? Before this week is done, I'm going to share a few different levels of community that you can participate with us here at Entree Pastors. But today, I'm going to repeat what I said yesterday because it's such a simple, small baby step. Here's the call to action. If you're on Facebook and you're not a part of our Entree Pastors Facebook group, I would invite you to just take that simple step. Go to Facebook and look for the Entree Pastors Connect. And that is our private Facebook group. We do require that you're going to answer a few questions and tell us a little bit about yourself. We are going to actually click into your Facebook profile and make sure you're a real person and that it doesn't look like you spend most of your time fighting and arguing and being ugly with people online. And as long as you check those boxes, man, we would love to have you come on into our community and be a part of the conversation. We are providing and creating a safe space for pastors to be celebrated, not only in the pastoral work that they do, but the entrepreneurial business pursuits that they're involved in. We're going to celebrate you, Pastor. We're going to encourage you. We're not going to just let you sit in loneliness and isolation. Come on in and be a part of the community. Join the conversation. We'd love to have you there. So that's going to wrap us up for today. We'll be back tomorrow to continue this conversation about the power of community. We'll see you then. God bless.